The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Please recite after me. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we bring fascinating topics and we try to gather pearls of knowledge and wisdom. Be with us from start till end, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning today. Ask your family members to come sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start till end. With all good intentions, because it is a saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, part of a hadith, which means our actions are based upon our intentions. I make this intention, inshallah, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should make this intention, you will watch from start till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Respected viewers, last week we were talking about the knowledge of Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, and we learned that this was the reason which was mentioned in the Holy Quran that gave Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam sharf, excellence, right, over the angels, that he had knowledge, whereas angels were not able to answer the question regarding the names of the things which were asked from them. So this is what we learned, that actually the excellence, sharf, insan possesses over other makhluqat, right, over other creations, is knowledge, ilm. And we also learned about the how vast is the knowledge of Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and each and everything that exists, he was given the knowledge of their names, even their properties, even their qualities, even their attributes, even their recognition and awareness was given to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And we also learned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was also given this knowledge, according to a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knowledge of ilm al-asma, which was given to Sayyidina Adam, was also given to me. And we also learned that this is just the one part, the knowledge of Sayyidina Adam, which is ilm al-asma, which is very vast, very great, just is a part of the knowledge from the ulum, from the immense amount of knowledge, Allahu Akbar, which was granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This ilm al-asma is just one part of that knowledge. Now you can imagine how great knowledge Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more thing we learned from the account of Quran, that how can somebody become the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The deputy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so to become a vicegerent and deputy, Allahu Akbar, there is only one excellence which is known as ilm, which is known as knowledge, that makes someone to that level that he can become the vicegerent, the deputy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. When the knowledge of Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was proved to be superior than angels, then the angels were asked to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and they were asked to do sajda-e ta'zimi, to respect, to show reverence for Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and admit his khilafat, him being the vicegerent and khalifa. So respect, because this tells us the importance of knowledge. Okay, this is something which is an element of sharf and excellence. We should seek knowledge, we should learn knowledge as much as possible. The more we learn, inshallah, the more we will excel ourselves in this excellence. Shaykh Ibn Arabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes, there are two kinds of insan. One is who is known as Haywan Natiq, that living being which can speak and understand. Haywan Natiq. And everyone who is in the lineage of Sayyidina Adam is Haywan Natiq. And then he further writes, the second type is Insani Kamil, perfect human being. He is the one who is actually deserving of Khilafat, being the vicegerent and deputy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is known as Ashraful Makhluqat, the best creation from all other creations. Actual insan, the most perfect insan, humans, are Anbiya Kiram, the Prophet alayhim salam. And after Anbiya, who are Kamil insan, who are perfect humans? Those who are the inheritors of Anbiya. And who are inheritors of Anbiya? There is a very famous hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. No doubt ulama are the inheritors of Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. And no doubt, Anbiya do not leave dirham and dinar in their inheritance. Only they leave behind is knowledge, which is their inheritance. Subhanallah. So it is ilm that makes someone a warith of Anbiya, inheritor of Anbiya. What a great thing it is. We should seek knowledge. We should learn Quran. We should learn hadith. We should seek knowledge, because this is what makes someone great in excellence. Gives him sharf, izzat, maqam, rutbah, respect, honor, whatever you name in terms of excellence. Subhanallah. It's due to knowledge. It's due to ilm. In Surah Al-Mujadila, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah will raise ranks of those who believe among you and those who are granted knowledge. Sahabi Rasul, Sultan al-Mufassirin, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he writes in the tafsir of this verse, ulama will rise 700 ranks above normal believers, and the distance between the two ranks would be of 500 years. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the shan, this is the maqam, this is the status of ulama, that they will have 700 ranks above normal believers. That's how high rank they will have in Jannah. And between the two, there will be a distance equal to 500 years. So still we are not seeking knowledge. Still we are not learning Quran and Hadith. Still we are not seeking the knowledge and wisdom, which we should do. Alhamdulillah, Madani Channel is spreading this knowledge. These programs are spreading this knowledge. You can learn from sitting with ulama, listening to them. In your locality, go and find Ulama-i Haq and seek knowledge from them. And then Madani Channel is one of the best sources of seeking knowledge. Alhamdulillah, you can increase knowledge. Madani Muzakara is there. You can seek knowledge. Alhamdulillah. And you can also gain the blessings and fada'il and excellences of becoming a student of Islam, inshaAllah. Azzawajal. A seeker of knowledge, inshaAllah. Azzawajal. Hazrat Umama Bahili radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who got raised up by seeking knowledge and doing worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he grew, he also remained in that state. Then on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him reward of 72 siddiqeen. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Sayyidina Ma'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seek knowledge, because seeking knowledge for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, in other words, taqwa, what we need to attain, piety. And search of knowledge is ibadah, doing takrar of knowledge. Repetition of your lesson, what you're learning, in order to remember that, memorize that. What is this? This is tasbih. Allahu Akbar. teaching someone who does not know is sadaqah. Ilm is what teaches you the recognition between halal and haram. Ilm is the sign of the path towards Jannah. Ilm is source of comfort. Ilm is your best companion. Ilm is your best companion in loneliness. Ilm is your weapon against your enemy. Ilm is beauty before your friends. This is ilm which gives you excellence over other nations. This is ilm which makes nations imams, leaders. And then those nations are followed. Angels, they have tendency to have the company of ulama. Everything that exists on this planet or in the sea that makes dua, Allahu Akbar, forgiveness for the person who is seeking knowledge. Ilm is life for your heart. Ilm is light. And through ilm, one gets the manazil, the stages, ranks of awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilm is imam of amal, is leader of action. Action depends on ilm. Those are fortunate who are granted knowledge, and unfortunate ones are deprived of knowledge. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, in this dunya there are so many ulum, but what is the most important ilm, right? Insan has learned a lot. The information, the flood of information is there. We know how many fish are there in the sea, what are the species in the sea, Allahu Akbar, on earth, how many birds are there, what kind of species are there, how many animals are there, what kinds of species are there, what kinds of birds are there. So much we know. It's the flood of information we know. We know mathematics, we know science, we know biology, we know physics, we know chemistry. And knowledge of so many ulum are known to human being. But what actually gives the real knowledge, that is ilm of Quran, that is ilm of hadith. Why? Because these ulum, they give you the knowledge of this world, this dunya, right? Information. But actually ilm is when you recognize the creator of each and everything what is around us. The creator of these fish, the creator of the human being, the creator of each and everything we just found in nature, the planets, stars, moons, and everything. If you have not recognized Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, if you do not have irfan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you don't have knowledge, in fact, to be honest with you. Because actually, ilm is when you have irfan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have the recognition of the creator of this creation. But unfortunately, we are just involved and indulged in learning this information, okay, around us. And we are engaged only to this. We are restricted to this. But we have forgotten who has created. And the knowledge of Quran, the knowledge of Hadith, the knowledge of Deen Islam gives us the true understanding of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. True understanding of who is the creator of you, me, and all of us. So that's why that's also important. We should seek the knowledge of Quran. We should seek the knowledge of Hadith. We should seek the knowledge of Deen Islam. And inshallah, we will learn this. We will have Irfan Ilahi. And that is what is the most important thing to know. This is our purpose of life. We should realize why we have been created and who is our creator. Alhamdulillah, today we learned a lot about seeking knowledge. Knowledge of Deen Islam, knowledge of Quran, knowledge of Hadith. May Allah give us tawfiq and ability. Either we have company of ulama, we sit with ulama, we learn from ulama, we become scholars ourselves, and we become student of Deen Islam. And Alhamdulillah, there are so many sources, as we earlier told you, that through Madani Channel, you can also seek knowledge. You can also go and sit with ulama-i haq and ulama-i rabbaniyin and seek knowledge of Deen Islam. That's all for today. We will be back with another fascinating, interesting, informative topic next week. Same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.